In the last lesson, we worked through how often you should post on social media. Now, in keeping with that, in this lesson, we are going to work through how to create one piece of content for different platforms. So, running a business is hard. And when you add social media into the mix, it's an entirely new ball game. How do you balance running your business, showcasing it on social media, as well as saving time? One of the fastest ways that we've found in the agency is to create one piece of content and then tailor it for each individual platform. It's working smarter, not harder, and meeting prospective clients on whatever platform they prefer to spend their time. So essentially, by resizing or reusing the content you've already created for other channels or other purposes, this can be as straightforward as sharing your latest TikTok on Instagram, YouTube Shorts, and Facebook. But you can also reshare older content that did really well on other platforms. So one thing to keep in mind, though, is that original content does tend to perform better. What do I mean by original? Well, traditionally, original content is anything you've created yourself. However, social media algorithms interpret that differently. So platforms like Reels and YouTube Shorts are really trying to differentiate themselves from TikTok. So they actively deprioritize content that have actually got watermarks on them from other social media platforms. There are ways around that. Although Reels, YouTube Shorts, and TikTok all have their own video editing tools, if you create the content inside of the app, you can't save the file directly to your phone or your laptop without the social platform watermark. Also, sometimes the mobile apps make editing difficult to use. If you want to reuse older content, let's say you've already made some TikToks in the TikTok editor, don't panic, because instead of saving directly from the app, you can head over to a platform called Capwing, and you'll see there's an option to upload a video from a URL. If you paste the video link in there, Capwing will actually grab the video from the link in TikTok and without the watermark. So that's one way of using old content. To reuse existing content, that's a great way of making the most of one piece of content because you can take content from a vertical video platform to another. Sometimes it's not that straightforward. So even with the recent focus on short form vertical video in the likes of Reels and Stories and YouTube Shorts, if you're creating content for multiple different channels, there's going to be some variation in the size. So you can either import it into Canva and use the resize option, or again, copy the URL into Capwing and click the Resize Canvas button on the right side of the menu. So by resizing your horizontal videos for vertical platforms, you're actually getting new life out of old and existing content and cutting your work in half. Also, depending on the type of recording or image that you've taken, you can use the option of fit to center and with or without background blur or fill and crop. So you choose the one that fits the kind of content you want to create the best. If you use the fill and crop option, it actually looks like the video is filmed natively on a normal vertical platform. In an earlier lesson, I covered keeping the social media profile for your franchise consistent with the David Reed Homes brand. Yet one thing that's guaranteed is that everything on social media changes. So even though keeping that in mind, there are standard types of content that carry across the different social media channels, and they are short form video or Reels, that's 30 seconds to 90 seconds for TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, and 60 seconds for YouTube Shorts. Single photo posts, square for Instagram, a ratio of 4:3 for Facebook. Carousel posts, up to 10 images square for Instagram, and you can also copy those across to TikTok. TikTok does carousel posts now. Long form video posts can go up to 60 minutes for Instagram and Facebook, 10 minutes on TikTok. Live videos, same as the long form videos. And then stories, 60 seconds for Instagram and YouTube Shorts, and then 120 seconds for Facebook. By taking advantage of tools such as Canva and Capwing, it makes it really easy to create one piece of content and then resize it to reuse across all the different social media platforms that you choose to put them on. Again, it's all about working smarter, not harder. That is how you create one piece of content to put across a number of different platforms. In the next lesson, we're actually going to be working through individually each of the scheduling tools so you can decide which one is going to work best for your business.